Dead Ringers.
You're watching a BBC News special. I'm Hugh Edwards, now actually startled instead of just looking startled. Laura Koonsberg is with me wearing the special sardonic smile I only get out for weddings, funerals and Sunday lunch with mother.
Oh, Hugh, it's so exciting. Just a few minutes ago, David Cameron departed number 10 with this final message.
After 6 years as Prime Minister, I look around and I see a much stronger country.
To which an entire nation replied, should have gone to Specsavers.
So we can now cross to the palace where Sophie Raworth is standing by.
Yes, Hugh, the Queen was officially very, very sorry to hear David Cameron had to go. Unofficially, she's been purring like a kitten all morning.
Well, she must be excited. We'll have a new Prime Minister soon.
Yes, Hugh, the country will be ruled by an unelected woman married to a man named Philip.
Of course, there will be a few minutes between Cameron leaving and May taking office where no politician is running Britain. Let's just all pause for a moment. After the last month we've all endured, let's just enjoy that, shall we? Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Now, I'm hearing that Theresa May is approaching Downing Street with her husband. I wonder what suit he'll be wearing, whether it'll match his shoes and whether it'll be OMG, OMG, it's so on trend for this season. Hashtag fashion icon. Yes, and Prime Minister May is ready now to address the nation.
I have just been to Buckingham Palace, where Her Majesty the Queen has asked me to form a new government and Prince Philip asked me to make him a cup of tea and don't forget the hobnob, sweetheart. And I accepted both requests. In David Cameron, I follow in the footsteps of a great modern Prime Minister. And yes, I did only say that to win a £50 bet I had with Philip Hammond. I do like a bit of office banter. Do you know that if you are born poor, you will die on average 9 years earlier than others? If you're black, you're treated more harshly by the criminal justice system than if you're white. If you're at a state school, you're less likely to reach the top professions than if you were educated privately. If you're a woman, you will earn less than a man. But I won't go on to list all the achievements of the previous Tory government.
So, there you have it. Theresa May later reiterated Brexit means Brexit, suggesting her first task as PM will be to bring in better dictionaries. And I believe Laura has the opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn, with her for his reaction.
Mr. Corbyn, that seemed like a bold push for the centre ground.
Well, that is typical of the biased and inaccurate reporting I would expect from the BBC. I'm adding your name, Laura, into my laptop.
Mr. Corbyn, that's a speak and spell.
I can't spell. Can't spell.
Theresa May wants my job. They all want my job. They are frightened of me winning a landslide at the next election and winning X Factor and marrying one of the Kardashians because I'm like the Pokemon Go of politics. Inexplicably popular and bewildering to anyone over the age of 25. She's not getting my job. I'm hanging on to it like a pensioner in a Wetherspoons nursing half a pint.
Jeremy Corbyn, thank you.
Reach Theresa May. I'm busy mopping up the tears of a certain old Etonian who thought all women would be nice to them just like Matron. Leave a message.
Yeah, Theresa, hi there. It's David. Thank you so much for all the kind words. Little bit embarrassing, but in my rush to stop doing my job of breaking Britain, I might have left something behind. She's blonde, about 12 years old, and answers to the name of Nancy.
Hello, and welcome to Peston on Sunday. I'm joined by the challenger to Jeremy Corbyn in the Labour leadership contest, Angela Eagle.
Please call me Angela, or as I write it, Og.
So, Angela, when are you actually actually going to launch your campaign?
I already have.
Oh, sorry, I must have missed it.
Well, that's because every single time I launch it or try to launch it, some huge, amazing news story comes along instead. There was the Chilcot inquiry last week. Then there was Andrea Leadsom resigning. Before that, it was the Battle of the Somme anniversary. I mean, who saw that coming? That's why today I'm using this opportunity to relaunch my campaign. I want to bring my party and
Angela,
all...
I'm going to have to stop you there. I'm just hearing that David Beckham has divorced his wife and is marrying Alan Bennett. Let's go live over to the scene.
Oh, bugger.
You're listening to Today on the most momentous day for British politics since yesterday. Newly appointed Prime Minister Theresa May began appointing her cabinet. Michael Gove spent the past month telling us all to leave. So wasn't it a joy when she told him to?
Jeremy Hunt somehow kept his job as health secretary. All the more astonishing as he refused point blank to work at weekends.
News has come in that John Whittingdale has got the sack. He's also got the paddle, the suspenders and the ball gag. Denmark has announced that they look forward to continuing their great relationship with the UK. Whoop-de-doo! That's our stocks of bacon and Carlsberg sorted, then. In her speech outside No. 10, Theresa May promised to unite the country, which she managed at the precise moment she announced that Boris Johnson was the Foreign Secretary, and the entire nation went, what the...
Yes, thank you, John. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. No, that isn't a Viz strip. This is actually happening.
Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson joins us now. Mr. Johnson, in the past, you've compared the EU to Hitler.
No, look, I'm up here on a zip wire. Woo-hoo! Boris Fun! Wah!
You wrote a limerick in The Spectator about the President of Turkey doing to a goat what David Cameron did to a pig.
Look, I'm now on a unicycle dressed as Barney the Dinosaur.
You have used the term pickaninnies.
Look, here I am abseiling in my underwear whilst singing a show tune from Oklahoma.
You claimed because Obama was part Kenyan, he had an ancestorial dislike of the British Empire.
Oh, his type can take it. Lovely smile.
Boris Johnson, aren't you a disgrace? The Shadow Foreign Secretary will make mincemeat out of you.
I don't think so, John. The Shadow Foreign Secretary is currently a hat stand with a Che Guevara beret hanging on it.
You will have to travel far, young Frodo. Through the forest of eternal darkness, into the kingdom of Slaberth. There you must seek out a gatekeeper. The gatekeeper will pose you three riddles. Answer those riddles correctly, and you will be rewarded with 7 golden rings. Those rings must be deposited one at a time through a series of gates, protected by dragons and warlocks. Frodo, only once all 7 rings have been deposited through all the 7 gates, then, and only then, will you have satisfied all the new Labour membership rules.
Hello and welcome to The Andrew Marr Show. Coming up later, Chris Grayling will be looking bewildered by whichever weird music act we've booked for the end of the show. But I am joined now by Angela Eagle. Angela, good morning.
Oh, cut the small talk, Andrew. There's no time.
I'm sorry?
I'm here to relaunch my campaign before some ridiculously massive news story comes along to derail me yet again. So stop with your questions and your good mornings and let this eagle launch.
Angela, the airwaves are yours. Go ahead.
I'm Angela Eagle and I believe in uniting my party and my country.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there. I'm just hearing that Elvis Presley is alive. And is going to be the new host of Top Gear.
Oh, bugger it! People of Britain,
Goodness me, it's been a quiet couple of weeks, hasn't it? At one point, things got so fraught, Charles suggested I put forward one of the corgis to be PM. When one heard May was headed to the palace, one did initially shudder, but it turns out it wasn't that awful badger botherer in clogs back to play guitar on one's roof again. And one doesn't understand why everyone's so up in arms about Boris being Foreign Secretary. Britain, after all, is a country who thought it a good idea to send my husband around the world as a goodwill ambassador for 60 bloody years. And speaking as the one who had to go with him, all one can say is one gets used to it. And gin helps. Well, I'd better get ready for the arrival of Theresa May. Probably be a lot less formal than my meetings with our last female Prime Minister. Back in those days with Thatcher, every meeting had to begin with a full curtsy. One didn't want to, but she insisted on it.
Welcome back from me, Sir Trevor MacDonald, hosting this very special ITV tribute to David Cameron. I'm presenting it because in the 23 anecdotes about meeting black people, I was the only black person he actually met. As word spread through Westminster of our tribute to David Cameron, our phone was ringing off the hook, but they all turned out to be PPI insurance calls. But after we phoned people, eventually a few did get back to us. Firstly, former Labour leader Ed Miliband, who now works as a platform announcer at Euston Station.
Bing bong. Of course, departures are always difficult. You know, I remember when the 7:42 to Peterborough got delayed due to signal failure at Stevenage. I still wake up sweating now. Bing bong.
Delightful. Also was this tribute from Baroness Thatcher.
I think the most important achievement of David Cameron was fooling the world I was dead, kidnapping Theresa May, strapping her to a pentangle under St. Martin in the Fields, and allowing my black soul to pour into her brainless carcass.
Hello, and welcome to This Week. I'm Andrew Neil, like that big squashy beanbag in the corner that you really ought to throw out, but the dog likes it. On the show tonight, we've got Thor, the Nordic god of thunder, the frozen head of Walt Disney, and Diane Abbott!
Andrew, I'm a serious politician with a serious politician's face and serious politician's glasses. I do not merit incredulity. And if you keep insisting on sounding surprised when introducing me, then things may happen.
Things?
Things, Andrew, things. Things may happen.
What things?
Things, Andrew, things. Things that may happen.
Diane, it sounds very much like you're threatening me.
As you know, Andrew, Jeremy Corbyn and I deplore threats and intimidation. But I cannot be held to account for the passions of the multitude. So, to reiterate, we are not threatening anyone, are we, Mike?
No. Who are you?
He's here to make sure this interview keeps to the issues and does not dissolve into irrelevance. He's a genuine blue-collar Labour member with a very bad temper, and he's here to make sure we remember the downtrodden and the working class.
That's why he has a monkey wrench in his hand.
Exactly. So I would suggest you reintroduce the show and let's see where we go from there.
OK. Coming up on the show, we've got a hamster who's adapting Harold Pinter for the National. A man who only eats stickle bricks. And?
Yes, and?
Diane Abbott! Right, outside now! I may never walk again, but it's worth it.
voicemail. I'm off organising my cabinet. If you're from the Sun, that's not my shoe cabinet.
Hi, it's Donald. I just wanted to say that I know how hard it is running a country. There's so much to worry your pretty little head about. Not like the cooking and cleaning you're probably used to. So, if you ever get your lady brain confused and need any help, that's great. Call me. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm really happy that you're bringing so many women into your Senate. That's great. Some of the hottest people I know are women. Just let me know when y'all sync up so I know when not to call. Okay, that's great. Catch you later, sweet cheeks.
Hello, this is Channel 4 News. I'm Jon Snow. Like a cool uncle you can smoke pot with. Tonight I'm joined by the...
Shut up! I need to do my leadership launch right now. So, I want to...
Sorry to interrupt, Angela, but I have news just in that Boris Johnson has just accidentally destroyed the moon.
Oh, Billy Bollocks.
Hello, Philip. If you've been arrested again for doing your impression of the Wongs at number 32, I shall be furious.
No. Sorry, Your Majesty. No, it's not Philip calling. It's Michael Gove. Hello. I know Teresa popped round this week to get your blessing, didn't she? But I'm not one to gossip, really. She's been saying that your house smells of wee-wee and stale shortbread and that you look like Yoda after a heavy night out. So I hate to say this, and I'm not sure really she's the right one to be Prime Minister, and maybe you should consider perhaps someone else to be Prime Minister, like, I don't know, maybe me, maybe Michael Gove, just a thought.
You're back with this special ITV tribute to departing Prime Minister David Cameron. Tributes have poured in from the world of the arts. I sat down with Hollywood superstar Morgan Freeman.
I cannot say enough wonderful things about Cameron. She has a rare grace and elegance. A beautiful woman and a talented actress.
I see. Could you just say that again, but not make it gender-specific?
This is a tribute to Cameron Diaz, isn't it?
Of course. Would I lie to a fellow bro? Also paying tribute was John Lydon. I sat down with him on a butter churn earlier today.
Right, David, right. He was an inspiration, right. A legend. Our country owes him a huge debt of gratitude.
Thank you, and...
This is a tribute to David Bowie, isn't it?
If you say so. But after being stopped by ITV from tricking any more celebrities into giving tributes to David Cameron, we were forced instead to turn to the one person in Britain who we knew was so nice, she was bound to have something nice to say. Penelope Wilton.
David Cameron. You want me to pay tribute to David Cameron, that lazy dish-face, pig-abusing, tax-avoiding debate dodger? Sod that for a game of soldiers.
You have reached Jeremy Corbyn. My phone broke weeks ago, but I do like to break things and then hang on to them indefinitely. Leave a message. I probably won't get back to you.
Jeremy, it's Diane. Just wanted to say, I got your email, Jeremy, and yes, in addition to my role as Shadow Secretary of State for Health, I'd be delighted to accept the positions of Shadow Leader of the House of Commons, Shadow Secretary of State for Work and Pensions, Shadow Secretary of State for Energy and Climate Change, Shadow Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, and Shadow Secretary of State for Wales, Jeremy. Thanks for creating the new position as well, Jeremy. I'd love to be Shadow Secretary of State for Hackney. I can't believe you have a woman in 9 Shadow Cabinet positions. We've beaten Theresa May.
You
You're watching Newsnight. I'm Kirsty Warwick. There has been surprising news in the US that the polls in the presidential election race are narrowing. I'm joined from Washington by Donald Trump.
That's right, Kirsty. As I foretold. Because I can see into the future with my magic hair. I will become the president of the United States. And that's a fact. A Donald Trump fact. All foreigners in hats and curly shoes will tremble at my knee-jerk, irrational hatred.
Oh, fine.
Fine. It's more than fine. You know, for a Scotch person, you don't seem very excited. You know, are you liberal press losers in the mainstream media not trembling at my madness and intolerance?
Well, no, I'm not. And I'm sorry, Mr. Trump. It's just that mad and intolerant sounds a bit yesterday to us in the UK. We've done all that.
I'm building a wall. How mad is that?
I'm sorry, but our new Prime Minister is Theresa May, who used to drive around like the child catcher in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, looking for immigrants to scare. You're going to have to do better than that.
But I'm a protectionist zealot who's going to cripple world trade with tariffs.
What do you think Brexit was all about? Been there, done that, bought the croissant.
Okay. I'm a disaster to international relations, folks. Wherever I go, I'm going to destroy peace and stability in the world.
I've got four words for you. Boris Johnson, Foreign Secretary.
I'm a vulgarian with a patronizing attitude to women and a deeply xenophobic streak.
I've got two words for you. Boris Johnson.
Jeez, you Brits are sick.
Hello, and welcome to Great Continental Train Journeys. With me, Michael Portillo, both looking and sounding like a melted hush puppy. Ah, here comes the Eurostar now. What's this? The carriage is so full I can barely get in. What's going on in here?
Hello, and welcome to Great Train Journeys with me, Michael Gove.
Gove, why are you doing a train show?
Well, because, frankly, I thought it was in the best interest of the railway documentary genre. Only I can save it. Plus, between you and me, I think someone might have been going around the BBC saying that you were dead and that I should do it instead.
But I am not dead, and railway documentaries are my thing. But as long as you're the only other washed-up politician doing documentaries about trains...
Portillo, you big Spanish tart!
Oh, God.
No, no, no. Let me do a piece to camera. Welcome to Nigel's Great Continental Victory Tour. I take a beautiful train journey to every capital city with a burning EU flag hanging out of my chocolate starfish.
Oh, no.
Hello. And welcome to George Osborne's gravy train. Where I take a perfectly good train, fill it with gravy, and then blame it all on the previous host while smirking like an absolute tosser.
Look, do you all realise that washed-up politicians don't just get to ride around on trains all day? You also have to do This Week with Andrew Neil.
Oh, no, no, no! Pull the emergency alarm!
Hello, I'm Nick Robinson, the only BBC journalist who was also a character from Guess Who? Welcome to this BBC News exclusive, the first one-to-one interview with our new Prime Minister, Theresa May.
Hello, Nick. Do you think it was a good idea to make Boris Johnson Foreign Secretary?
Not really, no.
Sure, I'll find someone eventually.
In the speech you gave outside Number 10 on Wednesday, you presented your prime ministership as a fresh start, but you've also said that you can provide continuity.
That's right, Nick, yes, and I see no contradiction there.
Right, but and you've listed a series of social injustices, seemingly oblivious to the fact that you've been part of the government that caused them.
Indeed, I see no contradiction there.
OK, well, you've said that you're not going to hold a general election, but it's been pointed out that in 2007 you called on Gordon Brown to do exactly that.
Ah, yes. Yes, but he'd entered Downing Street on the back of an uncontested coronation by his own party, whereas I've just entered Downing Street on the back of an uncontested coronation by my own party. Couldn't be more different.
Miss May, surely you can't go on like this, continually contradicting yourself.
Not at all, Nick. I'm a one-nation Tory. You don't get much more of a contradiction than that.
Oh, a classic track from 1985. Grace Jones, Slave to the Rhythm. Wonderful. You're listening to The Jeremy Vine Show. Current affairs for people who don't really like current affairs. As turmoil, despair, division continue to provide the backdrop in Westminster, I'm joined by BBC political editor Laura Koonsberg. Laura, this really is a time of huge uncertainty.
I know, right?
People are feeling pretty concerned.
Oh, God, tell me about it, Jeremy. Say it to me.
Well, the opposition are in pandemonium.
Yes.
We have an unelected prime minister.
Yes, don't stop.
And a deeply fractured society.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, Jeremy, the worse it gets, the more alive I feel. The anger, the betrayal, it fuels me, Jeremy. It courses through my veins like heroin. I'm the starved hound gobbling at the carcass of George Osborne. I'm the vulture circling the bloodied remains of John Whittingdale. I'm the whisper in the evening wind that haunts Michael Gove as he drifts off to sleep. I told you it would go tits up, Michael. I told you.
Laura, the country is in disarray.
And who was there at the point of disaster? Who's at every scene wearing acid brights and grinning? It's me, Laura Koonsberg, the puppet master.
You mean you engineered all this madness?
That's right. And I'm nowhere near done. Look at me, Jeremy. Look into my eyes.
Oh, gosh. I suddenly have an overwhelming urge to stab Ken Bruce in the back. to make a provocative statement about parenthood and then resign.
Dead Ringers was performed by John Colshaw, Lewis MacLeod and Jan Ravens. The writers were Nev Fountain and Tom Jameson, Lawrence Howarth, Ed Amsden and Tom Coles, James Buck, Laura Major, Sarah Campbell, Jack Bernhardt, Alex Harvey and Sarah Gibbs. The producer and creator was Bill Dare, and it was a BBC Studios production.